This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of your Q. And we have an action-packed show today, so we're going to kind of jump into it. I'm here in the studio, Shannon Sebastian. Have Ellen Painter in here, cohort in trouble.
Hanging out in the shadows.
Hanging out. We got it. But we want to get right to it because we have so much information to get to on today's show because it is a super full show.
And I'm excited for this, so let's rock and roll.
It's good. So I want to welcome back Pam Spetta. Pam was on here last month when we talked about the Forget-Me-Not Village. But she's back with us today because April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. So welcome back, Pam.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Yes. I'm really excited about it.
Yes, it's so important to talk about this, and hopefully we're going to reach somebody. And with you, we have Steve Bonebreak. So, Steve, thank you for joining us for your first time today.
Oh, thank you for letting us in here.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. So, with April being Parkinson's Awareness Month, first, for people who may not know, it's kind of a vague, but tell us what Parkinson's is.
Well, it's a disease that has no sense of age. By that, I mean it'll afflict someone in their 30s or 40s or even younger, and it'll go all the way up until, 70s or 80s. So it's not specific to a certain age group. It is a disease that won't kill you. You will probably die of something else first. But the side effects, the things that happen to you when you have Parkinson's disease, is loss of the ability to control your movements of your body. And basically, you'll begin with a tremor. And then it's in the right-hand side. And then it'll progress to, not being able to balance. And it might progress then to what they call freezing, inability to swing your arms. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that go along with the Parkinson's diagnosis. And unfortunately, even today, doctors do not inform their patients as to what they can do to seek support or help. So that's why I'm here, to tell you that right here in Roseburg, Oregon, we have an absolute amazing gem of information that is concerns every aspect of Parkinson's that you can possibly imagine. So when we do that at the Village, when I was here last month, which is across the street from the airport, and we have everything from support groups, where we come and we talk about different problems that you may have, but we also have a program that we give. I also do one for dementia, which sometimes Parkinson's and dementia do go hand in hand. We have an anti-inflammatory cooking class that we offer once a month. And what it does is it teaches people how eating is a big, big contributor to Parkinson's. They have an extra sensitivity to chemicals, all types, from plastic bottles to preservatives and that type of thing. And when they have a sensitivity, what actually begins is infection in their intestinal tract and their stomach, and their body stops creating dopamine. And when it doesn't create dopamine anymore, the side effect is Parkinson's, because that's what happens. So we teach them how to cook and eat correctly. And what that does is it'll help with the inflammation, and then the body can produce dopamine again. The long-term dopamine, when you take that over a long term, the results are horrible. There's a lot of twisting involved and more loss of muscle movement. It's a very, very devastating disease with side effects from constipation to depression, obviously. So,
well, I know last time that you were on, you had mentioned you have the gym.
Yes, the gym.
And when we were talking last time, it was more about the Alzheimer's and the Forget-Me-Not Village and all of that. But you did talk about the gym, and I do know that there's been, from our discussions, really positive results from people getting active and doing that. So I kind of want, Steve, we're going to put you on the spot here in a minute. But Pam, can you speak to that as far as like opening the gym and affording that opportunity to people? And then Steve, maybe as a participant?
Well, it's kind of odd because Steve was actually another catalyst why I bought this house with the gym, because I've been a mentor for Parkinson's for quite a while. And Steve and Jim came to me and said, you know, we really want to have more exercise. We want to learn how to box. And I thought, well, let's see, can I turn my garage into a gym? And I thought, well, okay, that might work. But then I saw the house for sale that had this mm-hmm. absolutely awesome gym in it. And I bought the house. And there started Parkinson's Boxing. It joined a franchise called Rock Steady, which is just an amazing nonprofit company that was started by somebody with Parkinson's. And we were trained and learned how to handle the different symptoms and how to get the boxers to respond to freezing and what to do when they do that, or how to fall correctly. But basically, we work on keeping the muscles strong so that they can have balance and be steady. That is only part of what is happening with Parkinson's. But as we talked about last month, it's all about the whole body. It's everything. It's the stress you're under. It's the what you eat. It's how you exercise. It's having friends and socializing, which is mm-hmm. huge with Parkinson's, because they have a tendency to isolate. They don't want anybody to think they're strange because they have a tremor. So you're so among friends.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Tell us what like a routine or a workout would look like.
The workout starts always with stretches. So we warm up the body with the different stretches, everything from the neck all the way down, and we even get down to the floor exercise, which a lot of the Parkinson's people have problem doing. But we help them do that. We help them learn how to get down to the floor and up, you know, because falling can be a huge problem. So we start out with that, and then we go into what we call the warm-up, which I like to think is taking them back to their childhood. So we do things like we play soccer and we play volleyball and we play, you know, bean toss. We play games, things that are fun. And as you sit and watch these people that could never put their arm over their head, all of a sudden they're doing that to toss a bean bag. I mean, it seems like something simple to us, but for them, it's a huge problem. Then after we do the warm up, then we have our little boxing area, which we don't box one another. We box with mitts mm-hmm. and we have Bob, which is a little mannequin kind of thing that we use, and we have, you know, speed bag
punch
and
Bob.
Yeah, punch Bob, and we have lights for coordination and just a full out and out really nice aerobic workout that is not hard on the knees, because that's sometimes in the balance. So we work on all of that, so we have fun, and to watch them laugh and have a good time mm-hmm. is totally amazing. Then after that we have cool down, where we work out with weights. So we use several exercises that use weights and push-ups and that type of thing, and that's the cool down. So that takes an hour and a half is what it takes to do all that.
And how often does somebody do that? Is this offered every day or?
Well, we do it right now 2 days a week, but we're getting so many people enrolled that we're going to have to start more than one class on a day. So there would be multiple classes. And as it grows, we're willing to do whatever we need to do to get it out to the community.
Yeah,
for sure.
So Steve, he's funny. He was going to be our silent partner. Little does he know.
We're
putting
kind
you
of
on
hoping
the spot.
For the silent part. But
yeah, we're not going to let that happen. So I know you've been doing this and being a catalyst for it. So tell us some of the benefits that you've seen, or do you notice a?
I've noticed a huge impact on basically anybody that started. Been a few that haven't been as fast a growth as other people have.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, myself, I've got Parkinson's. And the effect has been dramatic. The speed that you're going with, the stooping, the slurry, the speech, mm-hmm. like I'm having right now.
I think tremors. You're doing great, by the way, and especially for us putting you on the spot. So,
the tremors, the other side effects that you have, the freezing, I've done hundreds of times. I haven't done it for months now.
That's excellent. So you are really seeing the benefits of it.
I am seeing a lot of benefits from it.
That is awesome. And thank you for, as Pam said, kind of being the catalyst and the person that kind of brought
this. She's the catalyst.
I know. She's a spitfire. That's what I said. We all need that passion and passion project because what she does is amazing. So Pam, you also mentioned the social aspect. So have you met people, Steve, at the gym?
Absolutely.
So you're meeting people that are going through the same journey?
All of us are going through one form of dementia or Parkinson's. And you get to be friends real quick.
Yeah.
And so there is a tremendous social advantage.
That's wonderful.
And we're all in the boat together.
So were you active before this?
I've always been active, but the word active means different people.
Yeah, exercising
things.
Or...
Yeah, I was doing exercising, but not on a consistent basis. I was working more than exercising.
Like the rest of us.
Like the rest of you, except for I'm retired.
Yeah.
So be it. That's what they say. But I'm busier than I have ever been when I was working.
Amen.
That's true retirement, I hear.
Yeah.
So, well, the camaraderie and being able to talk with others while working out, and you're all there with this common goal is to, you know, keep as strong and healthy and stay it off as much as possible.
With Parkinson's people, I almost didn't go because, you know, rock steady boxing. I'm thinking of boxing.
Right.
But it really has nothing to do with boxing. It has to do with coordination of the body and the mind, the linkage between the mind and the body. And I'm still working on that by a long ways. And Pam's there to egg me on all the time.
So how many people are in a typical class you attend?
Anywhere from 3 to 6.
So you're kind of moving around, taking your turns at the different, punching Bob and the lights
Absolutely.
And circuit training almost?
During the boxing session of it, last time we had, five people? And we had lights, then Bob, then the light bag, then the heavy bag, and then we had what I call mitts. That's where a person, you're hitting the mitts, and he's calling out one, and he's calling out, he or she is calling out the punches you're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very challenging for a person with Parkinson's to say, okay, hit one, hit two, hit three, hit four. That's different punches. And all the time she's always getting down on me. Going forward or going backwards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking to a person that's froze up several hundred times.
Yeah.
I haven't done it since I joined there the second month. So that really is.
So it's having huge benefit.
For me, it certainly has, and for everybody I've seen so far.
Well, that's excellent. And again, this is in its infancy, and it's new, and it's probably only going to grow. As sad as that is, there's a lot of people out there that haven't been reached or aren't aware or maybe haven't been diagnosed and stuff like that. So it just seems like this could benefit people that want to keep their stamina up or if they aren't stable, with their... core, maybe it could help, in so many different ways.
Well, to me, it seems like one of the biggest benefits. I mean, we all have a fear of the unknown, and to be able to have those mentors and people around you must be a huge benefit that you can help people and be helping each other through this whole process.
With Parkinson's, they say, with me, they said I had Parkinson's 8 to 12 years before I got diagnosed.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yep.
And then you just start doing things differently, and then say, what the heck am I doing that for? Why am I falling all the time?
Right.
Why am I having balance problems? You have no idea. And then pretty quick, it gets to a point where, I better go see somebody about it.
Typical men, we tend to ignore stuff until we can't.
True. Way true. I guess there's lots of stories on that, but
I was
just thinking of, you know, just thinking of how grateful we are for this program.
Absolutely. And if we if people had earlier intervention, it'd probably be even a much more benefit.
And that's what you're going to do by spreading the word and getting it out there and letting people know we're going to catch people earlier.
We have people with Parkinson's that are diagnosed all the way from 2005 all the way up to 2020.
Mm-hmm. Well, PM, I also wanted you to touch on the support groups, too, that you do, because this particular piece might not be for everybody, but I just wanted you to touch on the dates and the location for that.
We basically, if you just look at every single Monday at 1:30, we're doing something.
Perfect. And where are you located at? We need to make sure we let people know.
About three doors north of Gerritsen's, right on Airport Road, 2028 Northeast Airport Road.
And is there a number that they can call or email or Facebook? What's your preference?
Any. You know, Facebook would be Rocksteady Boxing. You can find us through their franchise website, or you can find us on forgetmenotvillage.org, or just drive by and drop in, knock on the door.
Sounds good.
You know, we have our own number for line two, but I hate it, so I prefer people just to call me on my phone, which is 541-378-8115. The support group, we have one that's training on dementia. I give a class on dementia that goes about 4 weeks, that goes through all of it. And then the next one is the one on the Parkinson's resource, which is the support group. And the third one is anti-inflammatory cooking. And then the next one is Parkinson's school, where we educate you as to what Parkinson's is and what you can do.
Well, thank you, Pam and Steve, for coming in and enlightening us and sharing that, and for Steve for not being silent and sharing your story. We certainly appreciate it, and we're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to take a break. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Your Cue. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that break was a little crazy there. Not going to lie.
We're back.
We're going to keep it real. That was a little nuts. Okay, oh, goodness. So we said it was an action-packed day today, so we have three guests on today. We've not had three guests on before. This is kind of wild.
Well, I'm excited for this next.
But the show is getting really popular, which is super exciting. And so we're just trying to fit everybody in. Just want to give everybody
some time
to talk about their
Look at all the new people we meet.
I know. It's awesome. So we're moving on. And we are going to.
Or flying on.
We're cruising.
There we go. We're cruising.
We are cruising. We are going to talk about
bees,
which is exciting. So we have Kimberly Kinney here, who's with the Douglas County Bees group, and they have a Facebook page and all kinds of stuff. But Kim, I'm just going to ask you some major questions here.
Okay.
I'm really ready. Major. Honestly, we just had the crazy snow and the weather, and Alan actually went outside and
Rescued a bee.
And he rescued a bee. Oh. And this was right before you called us, so it was kind of funny.
I thought it was dead, but it was just sleeping on my truck.
Yeah, and so then it came and revived. It had to be on Cheryl's desk and warm up.
Exactly. Hold them for just a little while, and they'll warm back up to about 92 degrees, and then they'll fly away. Happy
as can be. Well, I put him in the office.
Well, he was in the office. So he warmed up and was in the office. Kind of funny. But okay. So can you just tell us a little bit about what Douglas County Bees, the organization, is all about?
Absolutely. We are super passionate about honeybees specifically.
Honeybees.
There are a variety of pollinators and bees, as everybody knows. We focus primarily on the honeybees.
Good. You're anti-yellow jacket.
I have to admit it, we are completely anti-yellow jacket.
Love it.
And anti-wasp. Yes, they invade the hives.
Oh.
And so they like to come raid our honey and take our honey away, and they'll kill and eat our bees.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. So we're absolutely anti.
Wow. Okay. All right. So back to telling us about the organization.
So we're a local nonprofit organization dedicated to providing training and information to the community for people interested in raising honeybees in Douglas County. We provide safe removal if you see a swarm, a huge ball of bees resting mm-hmm. somewhere, or you find that you have them in your barn walls or your house walls. Mm-hmm. We'll come get them out for you.
And that happens a lot.
We'll be busy from now until the end of summer doing that. We support the bees, bee habitats, teaching people how to create a safe habitat for bees in the environment through community outreach and education. If you've got a club, we'll come talk at the club and help understand how our club can interface with yours and work together to support flowers, gardens, bees,
right.
all of that.
Because bees are important.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, we're all just learning that in this last decade. I mean, I know some people have maybe known it for a long time, but really the educational piece has really come to light with the importance and the concern for it. So,
no bees, we don't eat.
Well, that is one of the most common comments was, I didn't realize how much improvement my vegetable garden would have when I put a honeybee hive in my garden. So,
maybe that's Jeffrey's problem.
So, I've heard, in recent years, we've heard about the decline in honeybees. Mm-hmm. Is that still a phenomenon that we should be concerned about?
Yes, because we still use a lot of poisons and, I'm going to draw a blank on, but, we poison our grass
with pesticides
and all of that. And just a little bit of that will kill a hive. They'll take it back into their hive, get it into the honey, and kill the entire population. So it is still a concern.
So you talked about if somebody spots the ball or the nest or whatever, they may not know exactly what kind of bees are in it. So do you just have them take a picture or send it to you? And is there a fee for that if you come save the day?
There is absolutely not a fee. We will joyfully come out and take your ball of bees away.
ball of bees.
We'll talk you through, okay, let's take a look. Wasps and yellow jackets don't typically swarm like that. And then we'll send somebody out and take a look and verify and make sure. And then we've got a list of people volunteering to come rescue those bees. So we'll be out within a matter of hours or a day or so to get that. Because if they're a ball of bees somewhere, they're not going to stay long. They're on a timeline to get to a new hive, get their queen and their workers established, and start collecting new honey. So
time is of the
time
essence.
Time is of the essence to get them rescued.
Well, I think if I found a hive, I would call before it was a ball, I'm hoping.
Well, we've had a few swarms out the golf course, and it is impressive. I mean, huge balls of bees just clustered, in minutes where they weren't there before. All of a sudden, they just appear.
That's nuts.
Yep.
And they don't sting,
well,
so
now,
you don't have to be so worried about them.
Now you know who to call.
Not me. Call them.
Bee busters.
Yeah, exactly. So is there a number that you guys prefer? I mean, you said multiple people come out, so do people call one phone number potentially? Or how
There's
they,
a
how
couple different
out?
Ways you can do it. We're connected with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office.
Oh,
so you can
out.
Call their yeah, absolutely. So
I feel like I know none of this today. I'm learning
How's
so
that?
Much. This is excellent.
So John Hanlon will come out and gather
no,
the bees.
No.
Oh,
come
sorry,
on, John.
One of my favorite people on the face of this planet, but no, and not their 911. Please don't call 911 about the bees. They've got their communication center.
Right, the non-emergency number.
Call them, let them know, and they will call our contact. Oh. Or you can call 541-863-9. 523.
Okay.
And we'll take the call and ask you where it's at, a bunch of questions, and then we'll come get the bees. Or you can put it on our Facebook too.
Is there like a radius that you cover? Is it all of Douglas County, or is it within a 10-mile? I mean, just, I mean, you know, I don't know.
We have members all over Douglas County.
So if you have one, just call.
Mm-hmm. If you have one, call.
Have you
so,
had one
so if there's a swarm, like I know we had one in our in a backhoe or in a tight space of a home, can you get those out?
We did a removal. We had to do it in January, which was awkward for the bees, but the colony survived and it's doing great. Out of a home, they had to sell the home short notice, and they had moved in. So we went inside, cut. We've got the heat sensors so we can see where the bees are, so we do minimum damage to the mm-hmm. wall. We cut the bees out. We removed them, the honey, the comb, cleaned them up. The owners are responsible for putting everything back together.
Right.
But that's why we do everything we can to minimize the
destruction.
Destruction
so
going
it sounds
in.
Like you're courteous and you understand. Like if I'm a homeowner, I don't want you cutting a 6x8 foot in there, but you got to do what you got to do.
Well,
but the high tech.
Yeah.
I can already see Alan needs one of these high tech.
How cool is that?
Heating honeybee sensors.
Yep. Well, and as a
he's
plug,
a gadget
too.
Guy.
If you do have that, call your insurance company.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
that crazy. May be covered. So. Now, if someone were to find one of those hives like that, they should just leave it alone,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Don't try
leave it to the professionals.
Yeah.
Don't try and aggravate them. And, you know, and bottom line, please don't spray them or poison them. Give us a chance to come look at it, talk to you about what it's going to take, what we're going to have to do to get them out. Please give us a chance to come yeah. rescue the bees before you poison them.
Absolutely.
Boy, I think the timing for you being on the show is perfect because oh. we're getting into that time. So I'm so glad we were able to make this work for you and get you on. And
oh, and I love honeybees.
Get the message across because this is super important. And I learned so much, which is oh. what the show's about, celebrating, yep. uplifting, and educating. I definitely learned a lot yep. on today's show already. So,
well, who are you going to call? You know,
I'm going to call the DC Bees.
The DC Bees. There you go.
There you go.
Like Ghostbusters. But they're not bee busters because yep. they're bee lovers.
That's right. Yep. We're bee lovers. I'd like to throw out there that we meet every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the first Wednesday of the month at the pizza, Abby's Pizza, in their annex at 6 o'clock.
Oh, on Stevens Street.
On
so
Stevens
the annex
Street.
Is on Stevens. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Abby's Stevens,
yep.
the first
Wednesday
of each month
at
what
six.
Time? At 6.
At 6.
Well, you know, we're starting to see a
That's
lot of
awesome.
Bee boxes in the stores, mm-hmm. and so what a great place to go and get, you know, some real hands-on information from the
yeah,
experts.
Absolutely.
We do education. We run a bee school to actually go through it. I'm
you
in
train
the,
bees?
Well, we joke about that, yes. I'm in the Master Beekeeper class at Oregon State University, mm-hmm. so we're trying in multiple ways to get education and information out to the community and encourage beekeeping.
I love that. I love that. I have somebody I need to give you the name of.
Absolutely.
So thank you for coming on today, and I'm glad we were able to get you on because it's bee time. As soon as
Absolutely.
This cold weather goes away, we're going to be in full swing. So let's give them that number one more time if we can. I think
Absolutely.
You call it the hotline,
the swarm hotline. Yep. 541-863-9523.
And then
Perfect.
Don't forget the non-emergency number. That
yes.
is so cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that. This is you just taught me so much today. Kim, thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For being on and everybody. The funny thing is the next thing on is going to be the local business buzz. So we worked right into that. We'll be back.
We'll be
in
right
just
here.
Just a moment. Yeah, we'll be here in just a moment. Be right back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter. This is your cue, and it's time for the local business buzz.
Buzz.
We had the bees just before that, so that kind of was fun. And we have joining us via phone Shane Mask with Oregon Life Homes. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Thanks for joining us. I know you're busy roaming around selling homes.
Yeah, I'm trying. I am just pulled over on the side of the road.
Good. Well, good. That's a good commercial for non-distracted drivers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I did pull over.
So, Shane, on the local business buzz, we talk to locally owned and operated businesses and get the story about how they got started. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey with Oregon Life Homes?
Yeah, absolutely. So Oregon Life Homes is a real estate brokerage, a new one, started about 15 months ago in Roseburg. My background before Oregon Life Homes, I've been a real estate agent for 10 years, and I was with Keller Williams Realty for up until Oregon Life Homes. So I was with them for quite a while. Great experience there, learned a lot of stuff there. And towards the end of it, when I was working there, I just got to talking with other agents, and we just wanted to start something. You know, the corporate companies, the bigger companies that kind of dominate most of the small real estate markets, just weren't flexible enough, and we felt like we could do, you know, a bit more training and do more community-based stuff rather than, you know, having it to get put it up the chain, the corporate ladder chain all the time when we wanted to do events and things. So we got to talking. One of the principal brokers from one of the big companies started Oregon Life Homes with me. And it was me and seven other agents, and so let's just try this a different way. And also, we were able to do some cost-saving things where we're not charging the agents as much money. And that was kind of the idea. We wanted freedom, and we also, you know, didn't want a lot of our money going to these corporate companies that maybe aren't spending it in our local area.
Well, and that's the power of having that locally owned and operated business and people understanding that unique aspect that you bring to it.
Right.
And I'd have to say you've been very blessed since opening it.
Yeah, absolutely. We already have 56 agents.
It's crazy.
So it didn't take us too long in 15 months to become the number one in the county. We are number one in sales, number one in volume. And we're actually not number one in agent count for Douglas County. So that's a testament to our agents, actually. We have Oregon Life Homes has more agents than any other Douglas County brokerage, but they don't all work in Douglas County. There's only in the mid-30s that work Douglas County, and then the other 20-some work in other parts of Oregon.
Only 30 for 15
only
months.
30.
That's not bad, is it?
I mean, it
no,
just,
it's not
I
bad.
Mean, we, yeah, that's amazing, actually.
And you know, and it hasn't really been a big group coming. And I mean, we did have eight on one day one time. That was the biggest we've ever had that kind of came over together. So we kind of brand ourselves as the anti-brokerage.
I get
it's
it.
Kind of an odd oxymoron where we just value individual freedoms. We do a lot of stuff together. We train three times a week for an hour on Monday. We have a book club on Tuesday. It's not always even real estate based. A lot of times it's just about relationship and communication books. We're reading Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People right now. And we go over that Tuesday nights. And then Thursday we have a guest speaker. We had a Pinnacle Engineering in today talking about just informing our agents on the different things to look for on foundations, on fill dirt, and that kind of thing. And it's just been awesome. And I think the learning environment of our brokerage is probably what attracts people the most. People always call because of our low cap, but they join us, I think, because of our training and collaboration with the other agents.
Well, I think real estate is a big pond to jump right into and can be very scary. And so to have somebody
absolutely.
That's going to encourage that and mentor, I think what you offer in your mentorship and then pay it down forward, as we talked earlier today, is huge. I mean, it's invaluable. And so I feel like you kind of did the field of dreams. If you build it and you believe it, then they will come, and that has come to fruition for you. So kudos on that. And I know that as part of your education piece, even though you do it for your in-house brokers and stuff, you are now doing a radio spot every Friday morning. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, with Kyle Bailey on KQEN, it's Friday mornings. Is it 8, 850 or 750? I can't remember. Let me look at my calendar. If it's, as we always tell people,
busy man.
It doesn't exist. Yeah, it's 850. So 850 a.m., it's the Douglas County Real Estate Update, where I generally will give statistics, local statistics, because I'm looking at stats every day, all day long. So I already always know if there's a trend happening or it's starting to trend in one certain direction. Mm-hmm. So I usually share that on there. Sometimes I'll just give home buyer tips. You know, we had that period where like homes were having 5, 6. We just had one with 17 offers. And how do you get your offer accepted in that? So I give tips like that on the radio show to kind of help people, even if they're not using one of our agents, just kind of help the general public to know that there's still ways to do that, ways to get things under contract, and don't get discouraged if you miss out on a few of them. There will be more.
Well, you know, that's what's really, it sounds like a lot like our agency, Premier Insurance.
It does.
It's like mm-hmm. we don't do things for the money. You take care of people. The money right. takes care of itself.
Yeah.
Right. And both of our businesses, we could probably say the same thing. We're kind of lucky in the fact that our success is measured by how many people we help.
Right.
And that's a pretty rare thing to be able to say that
right.
every time you do something, close a house, I mean, people are ecstatic, they're excited, and it's just a big positive in their life, and you have a part of that. Like, regardless of whether, like, I had a $200 commission, you know, and way up above that in the last 2 months, it just depends. Yep. But both clients were equally as happy, and both of them take equal amount of care. And so, yeah, we're... Yeah, the more people you help, the more successful you get, and vice versa. It's I feel blessed to be in a career like that.
Well, I actually had clients in today, and they were asking me about the radio show, and I was telling them, oh, well, here's who's going to be on today and stuff like that. And we talked about that they were new in the last year or two home buyers, and they did not have a pleasant experience. And that was sad. And so you're saying, yes, everybody has this. Well, maybe pat yourself on the back, because maybe that has something to do with the way that you handle and treat people and take care of your clients. Because
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, both a real estate agent, insurance agent, anybody that's selling things that are in a stressful situation needs to be the calming, positive influence on the situation. It doesn't help to get, even if it gets stressful, to get stressed and share that with your client. I mean, you don't hold anything back from them, but, you know, if you do it in a positive, calm manner and say, okay, here's the problem, and this is what we're going to do, A, B, and C to solve it. Here's your worst-case scenario, which I don't think is going to happen. But if it did, I'll find you another house. Like, we'll find another one that's even better.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that attitude helps, and the fact that – and we all try to make it kind of fun, because it is – to me, it's fun going around looking at houses, making offers, and trying to get the best – price for your client.
Right.
I try to keep it fun. Any stress should be on me, not on the client.
Well, that's, and I think you're doing something right. I think that sounds like a really good recipe for success, obviously. And so I don't want to let you off of here without you telling us where people can find you and a phone number to get a hold of Oregon Life Homes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're currently located. We do have an announcement coming, because we are moving, but
breaking news.
Breaking news.
Not official yet, so don't tell anyone.
You're only live on the radio.
Right. So we're currently located at 316 Northwest Garden Valley. That is right across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken, mm-hmm. right next to Verizon. It's been great. We've just outgrown the building. We didn't know we were going to have 56 agents in 15 months when we signed the lease. So it's probably built for about 20. So we're moving to a bigger space downtown, but that will be announced later. We haven't closed on it yet, so I don't want to give the address or anything yet. But
we'll listen to your show on Fridays, and you'll bust out that news.
Yeah. I'll be given the info. We should know in about 2 weeks for sure, and then I'll be announcing it. It's a great location next to lots of other businesses also.
Great. And the phone number for Oregon Life Homes?
It is 541-391-4945, and that gets our office number 9 to 5, and after 5 it goes to my cell phone.
Perfect.
So you'll always get someone.
Well, thank we'll you. See you on the radio in the morning then.
Yeah.
At 8.
We'll hear you.
8:50.
Sounds great.
Shane, thanks absolutely. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day. Happy selling. And everybody tune in on Fridays and listen to more on the Real Estate Update. That was your local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, my goodness. This show is whizzing by.
Well, I tell you what, I love getting all these faces and the bees and real estate, and what a great day.
Yeah, and Pam and Steve. Steve was great talking about the boxing, and Pam, she's so knowledgeable. It's like, whoa, this is a lot.
Oh.
This is great. So, talking about shows, next week we will have Onika Savage from the Winston Area Independence Day festivities. She's going to be talking about all the awesome things they have planned and their fundraising efforts and all of that. And then on the Business Buzz will be Chelsea Brown with Chelsea's Beauty and More. And she's going to talk about her new store that's already growing like weeds and talk to us about that next week. So tune in next Thursday for that.
You want me to show up for Beauty and More?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Not much.
You got a face for radio?
That's what we always say to each other. And I also want to announce our winner for the Umpqua Survival.
Winner, winner.
Super exciting. So Kelsey Martin, I'll be giving you a call. You are the grand winner of the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. And when I do call, we always tell people you come here to the News Review, Brook Communications, to pick those up. And you can enter our listeners with some new stuff by going to kqnnewsradio.com. And you can click on podcasts. There's some banners on there, and there's one for Umpqua Survival. And our show has a little QR code in the bottom left corner. Click on that. It'll send you to their website. You enter in your name and some information so they can enter you into the drawing, and we will be picking people, putting that those names also into the quotes hat, and pulling a winner from that. So entering in person at the store and online. So a couple different ways to do it.
And so you enter, and you could get a call from Shannon.
Maybe.
She won't call me.
If you, yeah, and my husband either. And yeah. And I hear about it from both of you every week. And then, and I always think this is fun, so I'm just going to preface it, but the first Thursday in May is the Mother's Day special coming up, so that's always fun. I look forward to that.
And teary. For...
It can be hilarious, but anyway, so we've got a couple action-packed shows, and if somebody has a nonprofit or an organization that you would like to share some information about on the show, please feel free to give us a call at Premier Insurance, which is 541-672-9414. You can go to our Facebook page at Premier Insurance Group and send us a private message. You can go to your Q Facebook page and send us a message. But anyway, we'll eventually get that all where it goes to our website, so it's all in one little location, little easy bundle, and people can submit a request. But for the local owned businesses, if you own a small business and could really use that shout out and your information shared like we've done the last few weeks for some of the other businesses, please let us know.
And please do, because it is so much fun for me and I'm sure our listeners to get the backstory. Why? I mean, right. Starting your own business is really challenging. And so here the motivation, and you know, the one common theme we've heard from business to business to business is the love of community.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, why did you want to do it? Just like what you just heard with Oregon Life Homes. Why did you want to do this? To better serve our community. And, you know, those are the businesses that not only serve you through business, but they're the ones that are given to the 4-H programs, and you know, they're supporting us with a lot of extra dollars that we don't even see.
So, well, I mean, really, if it's a big corporation or something, they might not even have ever visited Roseburg.
No.
You know, some of their employees obviously do, but the corporate, and when you have to send things up corporate for fundraising to the next level and the next level, yep, they don't even know who we are anymore. So that's why, you know, the small local businesses are the ones that turn around and are more charitable back in our community because they see the difference or they know that person.
Yep. There's a lot of community interaction. And you know, when we do have a crisis, you know, it's just our local people and our local businesses.
Absolutely.
We do rise and come together.
Absolutely. Douglas County is amazing. But we talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
So we are done for today. That just flew by.
Fast.
That was fast. You should have seen us changing out people. And
That flew by like a pack of bees.
But it was really super interesting to have all that different topics and people on here and hearing different things. So we might tell us what you think. Send us an email. Send me an email, Shannon@PRMRINS, and let us know what you think about that. But we'll be back next week. Thank you so much. This is your cue on News Radio 1240 KQN and 93.9 FM.
Have a good night.